This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, the state of the future, the state of the future. And yeah, we have a future. In a big-time future, we're going to be talking about that. Today's going to be our grievance reading. We understand that Antifa wants to come and visit some of our locations for our grievance readings, but good luck with that one, Antifa. It's just sort of coincidence. You know, they telegraph their intents, and so we find out about it. They put it about on Facebook. We're going to go take out those little readers of the grievances of New California. No, you're not. And it's gone. Anyway, so I thought I'd share that with you, ladies and gentlemen. This is a rough and tumble kind of place to be. But, you know, I'd rather be on our side of history than Antifa's side of history. There's no doubt about it. Anyway, so we do have the phone lines open. 215-867-8255, if you care to call in and weigh in on what the president is doing or not doing. If you're happy, if you're not, you know, if you're happy, you're, I don't know, that whatever that song is. Anyway, we'd like to hear from you. I wanted to get into somebody that I just absolutely admire and have for a long time. And if you've ever been following some of the, there are real journalists out there, by the way. There really are. And they do a really fantastic job. Listen. Being involved with the media and the press, which is your right, by the way, you probably don't realize you have a right and a responsibility to do this if you want. In the First Amendment, it's right there. exercise your rights. You, anybody out there, can be the press. Credentials, no credentials, doesn't matter. You can be a reporter. You can create your own, you know, press. You can create your own paper. You can create your own blog. You can do whatever you want to do. There's a lot of people who are way into the Facebooking things, right? This works, guys. The Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights, it works. It works. Exercise your rights. So this is what we say, is that you know, everybody says, well, you have these media people, and everybody gets kind of a little bit intimidated because they're in the limelight. They're in the cameras all the time. And, you know, back in the day before we had YouTube or the mediums that we have today, a podcast. What the hell was a podcast back in the 19? What's that all about? And blogging. What does a blog mean? You know, no one knew what that meant. But all of a sudden now, in 2020, we all have a grip on this, and we all understand, because it is we who are exercising our First Amendment rights for freedom of speech and freedom of the press and freedom to assemble and freedom to grieve. And God forbid, hello. We also have the very first element of the Bill of Rights, freedom of religion, which many of our pastors and clerics have forgotten about, right? Because of the COVID virus. Fear and loathing because of the COVID virus. And people give up their constitutional right over nothing. I mean, I'm telling you, the leftists love this kind of stuff. The miracle on deception. How many people have been deceived, and to throw away the constitutional rights of millions of Americans overnight? See how simple it is? Remember what Ronald Reagan said? We're just one generation away. Well, let's see. We have our first caller. Are you there, caller? From Vallejo.
Hey, Paul, this is Ryan. How are you?
Good, Brian. What do you got for us today?
So, yeah, they came to have an office, and right next door they have a pot shop, and so they targeted that last night. So, pretty interesting. The owner of the pot shop, though, has a truck with an M16 on top, which was on its way when they actually escaped. So,
M16?
But,
a mounted M16?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you were in Vallejo, California, and Antifa showed up there. In fact, we cut short your demonstration on Saturday because Antifa had made certain threats that we made you aware of, and you guys had a great New California State demonstration and freedom rally out there going on, and you made your point and you left because you were called. You were told to stand down, and you did, which was the right thing to do. But then Antifa came in and sort of started causing quite a few problems, didn't they?
That's right. Yeah, they our town had probably about 500 people, Antifa and non-Antifa elements, like surround the police station at about 1 o'clock Saturday or Sunday morning. And then, of course, last night, our town, in response, declared a curfew at 8 o'clock going through at least Friday. And because they had definite elements or notice that there was going to be looting. And on, we had a looter was shot. And all after they were shot last night, all of a sudden things tended to get very quiet.
I bet. Do we know who shot the looter?
Yeah. So they were targeting a Walgreens. And matter of fact, there was about, I want to say, because I was standing outside with about two other armed men, and we were standing outside of one of the businesses, and all of a sudden, the courthouse is across from me, and about eight sheriff's cars just came roaring out. And within 5 minutes, the people who were targeting Walgreens got a nasty surprise, and one of them was shot. One tried to hit a police car and then took off, and they were chased and caught. So, yeah, they weren't expecting to be ambushed like that. They thought they could just loot and do whatever they want, and there was going to be no response.
So the police stepped up, stood strong, and did their job. and one of the looters got shot.
Yes.
Wow. And what's the condition of the looter?
You know, last night it looked like, because the police were trying to perform CPR on them, so I'm not sure. I'm not sure if they are still alive. I just woke up, so I'm not. I haven't checked on that. But I know last night, as soon as that happened, all of the traffic, because it was like there was incidents popping up all over the place, like four or five incidents within 20 minutes would happen. And I personally watched the looters last night, and they parked. There was about three carloads. Had about 10 people with masks, and they got out. I was going for my gun because I didn't know. I thought they were coming for me. And then they went to next to me, and I heard an alarm, and I thought, oh, they've hit that business, but it had bulletproof windows. So they not only caused absolutely no damage, they didn't get anything either. And the police got here within about 2 to 3 minutes. And there's a parking lot out front, and one of the guys that actually – he works in a business. They thought he kind of dresses kind of like a looter would, and so they actually had him on the ground. And then they had like by the time I got out there, they had handcuffs on me. He looked over me. He was like, "Can you tell him that I work here?" And I was like, "Yeah, he's not one of them. He works here." So the police let him go, but very efficient.
Wow. Well, listen, we got to run for time. Thanks a lot, Ryan, and great job on Saturday, great job last night, and I'm glad everybody's safe and sound right now in Vallejo. I don't know how long that's going to last, but thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Paul.
Okay, we'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to hear from Laura Logan now and get checked up on all this stuff. And about Antifa.
The president had suggested that he would essentially designate them a terror group. But legal experts are saying that's kind of hard because there is no central leadership. It's more of a movement.
Oh,
you know, each town might have 5 people or 10 people. It's just kind of scattered, they say.
Yeah, it is scattered, and that's by design because it's a massive network that spreads, you know, all across the U.S. and across the world, actually. It's a global movement, and that's not my words. That's their words, right? And, of course, legal experts, all these people want you to believe that you can't designate them. Why? Because it brings with it very significant authority. So, for example, all those people contributing bail money now to members of Antifa and other anarchist groups, if they're terrorist organizations, then they're contributing to terrorist groups, and that's illegal. So that will, the money will dry up. Certainly sources of funding will dry up. Why do they move across state lines to go and commit crimes? Well, they do it because then they get in their cars or get on the planes and they go back to where they came from, and you can't get them. Well, you can if they're designated as terrorists. So this is a very significant designation, and it shuts down many of their authorities. And when you hear people coming at you about that, whether they know it or not, they're just contributing to the propaganda. And Steve, I can tell you the propaganda is in overdrive right now. On the Antifa websites and through their network of people on different social media forums and even in the New York Times today, quite astonishing. They're literally collecting data and dismissing all of this. What you're seeing in front of your eyes, they're saying is a conspiracy theory. I mean, they've used conspiracy theory. That's an information warfare term that's meant to shut down any conversation and to silence and to intimidate and to get us to self-censor because we don't want to be accused of being crazy right-wing conspiracy theorists. But this is actually, take a look at what they're calling copaganda now. Instead of propaganda, they're calling it copaganda. And this is all these messaging that's going out about policemen who are taking a knee. You just showed that on this show, right? That's called copaganda. You know, this is the grossest, most blatant attempt at copaganda I've ever seen. Anyone hugging and kneeling with him is a fool or is doing counterinsurgency. What do we know already from what we've seen over the last few years? Just ask intelligence people, law enforcement. They use the tactics that they accuse you of. So this is their insurgency, right? Mm-hmm. This is their propaganda. And if anyone is in any doubt about what this is really, where this is going, go to their information. I always believe in going to the source, right? Don't take my word for it. You can go to the source too. Right. Have a look at the revolutionary abolitionist movement. What do they want to do here? Liberation is by any means necessary. They're going to destroy the state, police, military, corporations, all who run what they call the American plantation. They'll live in a dignity in a world without prisons. Systems of punishment will be abolished. There'll be no law, no money to protect. So property, they say, is alive. It doesn't belong to anyone. Except they won't really be equal, right? There will be a system because go down to number 10, militant networks will defend our revolutionary communities. Liberation begins where America dies. So that is what this is about. Liberation begins where America dies. Right now, the white people, you at Fox News, you're the oppressors, right? And this is all about justice for black people and underprivileged communities and the poor. But a few steps down, anyone who owns land is the oppressed. And a few more steps down, anyone with a successful business. And a few more steps down is, do you have a bigger, you know, do you have a bigger, you know, property or resources than I do? And every step along the way, we all become the oppressors.
Did you hear that? at all steps along the way, we become the oppressors. Shocking. It's communism. Hello? It's Nazism. This is how they think. This is what they do. Yeah. Laura Logan, sharp. Absolutely sharp. Absolutely sharp. And, of course, I'd like to see the entire, I've yet to find this segment where I can find it, Laura Logan. She just does a fantastic job as a reporter. And she, you know, she's a real conservative, no question about it. But read her history. You'll be shocked about her history. She was with CBS and kind of run out of CBS because she was a conservative. She was telling the truth. In a reportage, she was telling the truth. And then, there were just a few of us. But now there's many. There is many that are citizen journalists and doing research like she's doing. And I like her idea about going to the source. And we heard this yesterday. It was yesterday. Today is Tuesday, right? Okay, I'll get it. About the Communist Party USA. If you have any doubts about what they're trying to do, just call it up. Go to the Communist Party USA and look at it. Read it. You'll be shocked. Absolutely shocked. Yeah, absolutely shocked. But Laura Logan's right. And the connect the dot is just so simple. I wouldn't say it's so simple, but I want to go back to the Sunday, May 6th, 2012, 1:36 p.m. Interesting document. So from WikiLeaks. And who's it addressed to? Victoria Nuland. State Department. It's also addressed to Hillary Rodham Clinton, Secretary of State. Shocking. Subject, protest in Moscow, Russia update number 5. I mean, I'm just sealing the deal. You heard Laura Logan say that Antifa is international. And there's definite leadership there in this whole argument. See, what I really like about the argument against what they're saying about the argument against the president is that they admit to themselves, they admit to us that they're actually part of the propaganda. Because you heard what Laura Logan said. Well, Antifa is not really a terrorist organization. It can't be because it has no leadership structure. Whoa. That is not true. You heard her say that. Oh, they have a leadership structure. Trust us, they have a leadership structure. And the salient thing that she says, because that he's doing this designation, hello, this is an international terror organization operating here on American soil, and something called the Patriot Act, shocking, and the Insurrection Act, shocking, and the International Economic Powers Act, shocking, the Emergency Powers Act, which has now been enacted by the president, gives him full authority to go after these folks. And here's a connected dot for you. Here's one of the lines from this regarding the protests in Moscow, Russia update. Police sources reported about 400 arrests today in connection with protests. More protesters are being detained around the square, with about at least 30 arrested within the last 30 minutes. And shockingly, this line, protesters attacked an NTV crew, assaulting two of the TV crew and pelting the van with bottles, then rocking it. Around 1,000 aggressive protesters, including leftist and anti-fascist Antifa, remain in the neighborhood surrounding the front of the cinema. Oh, I'm sorry. This is in Russia, where Antifa was acting out. 2012. Do you think that Victoria Nuland and Hillary Rodham Clinton had thoughts about maybe one day using Antifa in this country? I don't know. That was only 8 years ago. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so now some of the other little cover-up that's going on, it's got to be criminal. It really does, especially if Antifa is going to be involved here and the president declaring them the president declaring the Antifa group a terrorist organization. Mm-hmm. Well, listen to this. Listen to this implication. This comes from, why won't Governor Newsom release names and photos of those fomenting chaos in our cities? Local mayors like Sacramento's Daryl Steinberg, the Mr. Revolutionary, who held a meeting to ask people whether or not they'd kill Californians to foment this revolt. Uh-huh. Oh, I'm sorry. I just let that slip out, didn't I, Daryl? Shocking. Says, good answer, good lead-in on the, this is a Cal Globe article. Who is this? Who wrote this? I'll be shocked to find, it's Katie Grimes. The number one menace, of every governor of all the legislature in California. Here she's writing. California is under Antifa siege and awash in political special interest tools, masquerading as mayors and as a governor. Local mayors like Sacramento's Daryl Steinberg, Los Angeles's Eric Garcetti, San Francisco's London Breed, and Oakland's Libby Schaaf and Governor Newsom need to be held account immediately for their inactions to the riots and then for the destruction they surely helped cause. Monday, during the video press conference, Governor Gavin Newsom admitted he has failed as an elected official. He largely said he is not a leader, is a part of the institutional racism, and that California, under his leadership, has failed. What exactly did he say? Violent extremist organizations, they're well-defined. Those same names, same groups, we continue to share that info in real time with local enforcement. They also share what they hear with us. Former Congressman Doug Osee, chairman of the Rebuild California Foundation, issued the following statement. I listened carefully this morning to Governor Newsom's remarks. This means that the identities of the persons fomenting the chaos in our cities and neighborhoods is known to law enforcement, Osee said. I urgently call upon Governor Newsom to release any names and any pictures of the individuals involved. The American public has a long history of assisting law enforcement in protecting our society from bad actors. Those who are peacefully protesting the killing of Mr. Floyd and other transgressors want the bad actors removed. And releasing the names and pictures of those bad actors is the first public right public policy. Just as it is when murders or gangs are running rampant through our communities. Release the names, release the pictures, let the public help. Spot on, yet Governor Newsom said that is exactly what he won't do. Most sheriffs and police departments not only usually release the information of the bad guy when they are attempting to locate, they encourage help from the citizenry by putting over the airwaves the descriptions of the criminals and the whereabouts. Shocking. So why are Mayor Steinberg and Governor Newsom withholding this information when there are many videos and photos of these thugs destroying downtown property and local small businesses? California and other blue state Democrat-run cities and states are under siege. Looters are destroying shops, grocery stores, clothing stores, electronic stores, and everything privately owned. Corporate companies are attempting to reopen, but are met with political corrected standards. Democratic mayors are accusing everyone else of their misdeeds, wringing their hands and claiming that the peaceful protesters have a, quote, right to protest. Indeed, they do have a right to go back to Tony's Deli, a very good Sacramento deli, by the way, but if Tony is still closed because of huge insurance premium payments following the destruction of his deli and replacement of plate glass windows and products, what comes next? Is this a victory for Antifa to shut down a local deli or bridal shop or chain restaurants? Or is the goal total destruction? Then what? Is the destruction of American society the goal? Is the way to do that to destroy the local Birkenstock store or the organic grocer? Local mayors like Daryl Steinberg, Los Angeles's Eric Garcetti, San Francisco's London Breed, and Oakland's Libby Schaaf and Gavin Newsom need to be held to account immediately for their inaction to the riots, and then for the destruction they surely helped cause. California is under Antifa siege, but did not have to be. Had there been any actual leadership, the state is awash in political special interest tools masquerading as mayors and governors. OC has it right. Releasing the names and pictures of these bad actors is the right public policy, just as it is when murderers or gangs are running rampant through the communities. That's by our own Katie Grimes. Love you, girl. So is there little wonder why we have a Second Amendment at this point, ladies and gentlemen? You want to talk about that? 215-867-8255. Is there little wonder why? No wondering for me. I know exactly why there's a Second Amendment. And you should too. So darn it, we're going to tell you why there's a Second Amendment, right? We will. Well, I mean, think, you know, protect the First Amendment and the Third Amendment, all the other amendments, right? All the others. But we're going to cover a couple things. So if you do want to call in, by the way, it's area code 215-867-8255. One more time. 215-867-8255. The militia of the United States. Cover this for you. As defined by the U.S. Congress, has changed over time. During colonial America, all able-bodied men of certain ages were members of the militia, depending upon the respective state's rules. Individual towns formed local independent militias for their own defense. Did you hear that? Individual towns formed local independent militias for their own defense. The year before the U.S. Constitution was ratified, the Federalist Papers detailed the founders' paramount vision of the militia in 1787. The new Constitution empowered Congress to organize, arm, and discipline the national military force, leaving significant control in the hands of each state. Today, as defined by the Militia Act of 1903, the term militia is used to describe two classes within the United States: organized militia, consisting of state militia forces, notably the National Guard and Naval Militia; unorganized militia, composing the reserve militia, every able-bodied man of at least 17 years and under 45 years of age, not a member of the National Guard or Naval Militia; and a third militia is the state defense force. It is authorized by state and federal laws. I want to go back up here. Individual towns formed local independent militias on their own defense. Shocking that that happened, huh? It's not a shock at all. When we come back, we're going to talk about that. If you want to call in during the break, you can do so. It's 215-867-8255. You can call in and get into discussion. Should you have a militia in your local town is a question. Is it that time? I can tell you one thing. It's overtime in California. And New California is going to answer that question for you when we come back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about militias. Yeah, we're talking about militia. You know, California, we're in a conundrum. The governor is failing to provide meaningful. As you just heard, we read Katie Grimes' article, excoriating the governor. And Daryl Steinberg. Daryl Spinelessberg. He's a communist. They're both communists, of course. They want to destroy the United States of America, clearly. So, here you have this conundrum. We're being attacked by Antifa, an international terrorist organization, acting on our soil. Shocking. Apparently, Judge Napolitano doesn't get that, right? Anyway, so we got some things here about militias. I'm going to read to you some of the descriptions and things like that that happened. They go back into the Federalist Papers and things like that about militias. Now remember, militias really kind of, they were one of the first response groups, and they were local. Local communities developed their own militia. You know, they might have 1,000 people in a community, and you know, maybe there's 200 able-bodied men in the community. Let's say 150, 250, 350, 300, we'll do that. Able-bodied men, usually between the ages of 17 and 45, that would be able-bodied. Okay, they would protect the community. And I know up here in Northern California, we have small communities, small burgs. And you go back and look at the history of a lot of these places, and they had their own militias. And guess what? The militias would actually support one another. Yeah, that from one community to the other, they would join forces at times to repel, say, marauders. Shocking, like we're supposed to get marauders now. When there's explicit documents that have come out on Facebook and other places that threaten old white people, I might add, coming from Antifa, in an international terrorist organization, that they're going to do this to Californians and they're going to do it to other people, destroy all white people, all Europeans, then you know what? We have a right and a duty to follow through as citizens to protect ourselves. And I say that because it's clear that the governor is in bed with Antifa. It's clear by his actions, failing to get the National Guard out to protect people and property. It's clear he's an active participant in this. So what do we do as citizens? We look at the Constitution. And what can we do? Well, one of the things we can do is form a militia. And by the way, we can do, when we form the militia, what do we have a right to do? We have a right to keep and bear arms. Shocking. We have a Second Amendment right to work with that. So it shouldn't be surprising that the Constitution is telling you right now, in this time, in this day and age, perhaps we communities in California need a militia. You're just hearing the echoes of the Founding Fathers, some of the echoes coming from the Federalist Papers, James Madison's Federalist Papers, number 46. The state governments, with the people on their side, would be able to repel the danger. A militia amounting to near 500,000 citizens with arms in their hands, officered by men chosen from among themselves, fighting for the common liberties and united and conducted by governments possessing their affections and confidence. The U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Congress shall have the power to provide for calling forth the militia, to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, repel invasions, to provide the for organizing, arming, and disciplining the militia, and for governing such part of them as may be employed in the service of the United States, reserving to the states, respectively, the appointment of officers and the authority of the training the militia according to discipline prescribed by Congress. U.S. Constitution, Article 2, Section 2, Clause 1. The President shall be the Commander-in-Chief of the Army and the Navy of the United States and of the militia of the several states when called into actual service. I mean, we could go on and on and on. We have the right to do this, and we're doing it. We're doing it. New California has just now announcing that we are forming a militia for New California State. We're in that process. We've already appointed a commander. We will protect the citizens of New California because the state of California is failing to. In fact, the state of California is actively engaging against citizens of the United States living in California, actively engaging in revolt against them. They're using the government machinery to destroy the citizens of the United States living in California. And it's more evident when they team up with groups like Antifa. And they use this machinery to enable the overthrow of this country. We have a right and we have a duty by God to stop this. And we will with a militia. We've already had success with a militia. We're going to have continued success with it. It's at that time that we do this until federal help comes in. So far, the militias have been successful in operations in stymieing and stifling Antifa from destroying property and endangering lives. And law enforcement's appreciative. They need the help. We have their back, where their governor does not have it. So sheriffs, there is help, and it can be help. But I know that some sheriffs are pondering enlisting all CCW owners right now in their counties to help them with the Antifa problem. If the governor won't help, we have a right and a duty to help ourselves, which we are doing. We'll be right back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, caller. What's your name and what's your concern?
Hello? Is it me?
Yep, it's you. Go ahead. Who is this?
Okay, great. This is Donna. Yeah, I'm concerned that now you're talking about militias to protect New California, but I don't know what happens to old California like San Fernando Valley. we need, are they going to protect San Fernando Valley?
Well, you know, we have to discuss that in what areas of operation and that sort of thing, and we're formulating. We're just not announcing that we're doing it, and we've done it in certain areas already, which there's been some great success, actually, in pushing against Antifa. We have to do something, and we're going area by area. It may go quickly. We don't know about other parts of California, but my suggestion is other parts of California definitely get this started and rolling, because the government, at least from California, is not your friend, and they're not going to be providing any kind of security. But you clearly have a right to do something,
also,
so we're going to do this for New California.
You think white people are going to be in problem because a lot of the white people are in crowds? And now that it starts to worry me that now we'll be blamed for all the.
Well, you know, they're going to try and blame shift, but the messaging, you know, we've got documentation now that shows that's clearly their intent to do that. I mean, you can't get any more racist or bigoted than that, by the way. And, you know, but, yeah, interestingly enough, a lot of Antifa and even Black Lives Matter, I saw a Black Lives Matter demonstration last night. There was not one black person in the group of a 50. So anyway, hey, thanks for calling. We're going to run for time and really appreciate your listenership. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, and we will have more information about what's going on here to protect the citizens of New California. So stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.